Annabella, the mother of Neil, Daniel, and Fenella. This is Fenella II. Was born in Scotland, and when they wanted to choose a name for it, before that it had been known from 1841 to 1845, it was known as McCorvey Mission. And of course, when it became a member presbytery in January 1845, then they chose the name Scotland Presbyterian Church, and she wanted it named that because she wanted it to be a church as she remembered, like the one back in Scotland.
Oh, now Daniel wasn't native born.
A native born of
this country.
Of this country. Well, Neil, and he spelled it N-E-I-L, was the one that originally left. And then the second one, of course, Daniel, and was first the elder of the church, and he gave the land for the church. And then my wife's great-grandfather was also Fenella. That was Fenella II, and then her grandfather was Fenella III. In other words, her grandfather, of course, her father, grandfather, and great-grandfather all buried, and then this great-great-grandmother, this Annabella, the mother of those three boys. She was a widow, of course, when she came, because Fenella I was buried in North Carolina back there at the old Philadelphia's church in Robeson County, North Carolina. Then, of course, is followed, and as well as many of those families from that area, and settled here. Then Kellys, Hugh Kelly, from the same area. A lot of them stopped over in Mississippi maybe for a few years, but came on later over here.
Mm-hmm. Now, you probably had the chore cutting wood. Where would you, did you put it, was it covered, the place where you put the wood when you?
No. Most of the time, it was just brought and unloaded by the yard fence down to the side, back side, usually from the house. You know, it wouldn't be out in front of it or where it obstructed anything.
When your mother might be cooking, she'd yell for you to bring in a, how much wood?
Well, all I could bring, because I wasn't in for not to. Then usually if I wasn't going to be handy around there, which I was usually being the oldest one, I did have to do a lot of things like that for my mother. I would maybe have to bring in several loads because there was a lot of it used, you know. All the things and all the cooking. And washing and all of those things all day long. So we used a lot of wood, that's for sure.
You have to clean out the